Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, locked in, all over North America. How about this? We just found out who the American League MVP is. Aaron Judge wins the MVP award in 2025 over Cal Raleigh. Shohei Ohtani won the MVP for the National League. We'll hear what Shohei Ohtani had to say on the other side of the break. We'll also hear from Aaron Judge. He just spoke to MLB Network. We'll hear him before the show is up. Wow, Aaron Judge winning another MVP. Back-to-back MVPs for Aaron Judge. His third MVP as a New York Yankee. His third MVP, period. Damn. Ohtani, Judge, two of the best players in baseball. Flat and period. We got more to get into as the show continues on. Of course, we're minutes away from kickoff in Thursday Night Football in New England, in Foxborough, as the New England Patriots host the New York Jets. We talked about a lot. We got into the Philadelphia Eagles. We had a chat with John McMullen from Sports Illustrated to talk about this A.J. Brown situation. We talked about the NFL trying to ban some particular prop bets. The NFL is like, listen, we don't need any of our players or kickers, anybody out here throwing games. We don't need them problems. We talked about Paul Skeens. He won the Cy Young yesterday. He says, I'm a Pittsburgh Pirate. Don't ask me about the New York Yankees. And as we continue on with the show, we have even more to get into. How about this? Shohei Ohtani won MVP, National League. Aaron Judge won MVP, American League. We're going to have a chat and conversation with David Kohler. He's the SCP Auctions CEO. Hey, there's a big auction coming up, and it involves Shohei Ohtani, the MVP. I wonder what that means for anything that has Shohei's name on it or anything that he touched or owned. We'll have that conversation with David in about 20 minutes. Rob Gronkowski, he's retiring, or as a Patriot, he's actually in Foxborough right now, says he doesn't want a statue. Hey, we got an update on some of these injured San Francisco 49ers. It looks like Brock Purdy is going to be back starting for the 49ers against the Arizona Cardinals. And then at the end of the show, of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM. It's channel 375. If you got a smart speaker, be smart. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Aaron Judge, MVP for the second consecutive season. Aaron Judge just beat out Cal Raleigh for the 2025 MVP. Wow. I thought just out of fatigue, we would get a new MVP in Cal Raleigh. This man cranked 60 home runs as a catcher. He led the American League in RBIs with 125. He helped the Mariners go back to the postseason. That wasn't enough to win MVP. Aaron Judge walks away with 17 first-place votes. Cal Raleigh has 13 first-place votes. And Aaron Judge ends up winning his second consecutive MVP, his third overall, and he becomes the fourth Yankee in franchise history to win at least three MVP awards with the Yankees. Now, I just told you about Cal Raleigh. It's amazing to hit the most home runs as a catcher, 60. The most home runs as a switch hitter, 60. But then in every other statistical category, even with Aaron Judge playing or missing 10 games with that elbow injury, Aaron Judge still had a ridiculous season. 53 home runs, led the majors in batting average, 331, had 114 RBIs. But then in everything else, he just crushed Cal Raleigh. OPS above 1.1. On-base percentage, on-base 45% of the time, led baseball. Aaron Judge led baseball in slugging percentage, on-base percentage, OPS. He led, despite missing 10 games, he led the American League with 137 runs scored. He was number one in WAR. He was number... Botcher, Aaron Judge was numero uno in everything, and now he walks away with another MVP. Botcher, he's nice. It'd be nice if he had better teammates.
His team was pretty good. They made the playoffs. They won a round. It's just, has he had enough help? That's the issue. You can argue injuries derailed the Yankees a little bit with Gerrit Cole going down and stuff, but he's just out of the world, out of this world, and it took arguably the greatest catcher season ever to even get close to winning the MVP against Aaron Judge. And this was arguably not even Judge's best year.
No, it wasn't. He was out due to injury and had to deal with that elbow the second half. There were conversations about whether or not he would even get back to seeing the field. But when it comes to the batter's box, Aaron Judge is just, he's a man amongst boys when he's out there swinging the bat. You know, Aaron Judge, and Tom certainly flies. By the time we get to next season, he's going to be 34 years old. Now, when you are 6'7" and you weigh 280, whatever the hell he is, I guess it's easier to go out there and just mash the damn baseball. And he does it at a ridiculous rate. But you would hope that amongst his time with the New York Yankees, that they could get him some help. I mean, he's one Yankee where it's just like, damn, is he ever going to win a championship? Is he going to get himself a ring? And there's a player who can certainly relate. Don Mattingly is someone who won an MVP with the New York Yankees. Unfortunately, back issues forced him to retire, call his career a wrap, right before the start of the Yankees dynasty. And so Don Mattingly never got that ring. On MLB Network, about 20 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, Don Mattingly, he's the one who announced that Aaron Judge was the MVP for the American League this year. Listen to this, courtesy of the MLB Network.
The American League MVP, Aaron Judge.
Yeah, Aaron Judge was sitting, I assume it's his house or his family's house. It's a nice big house and had the dog sitting on his lap. A very, very nice family portrait, as he was congratulated by his family, surrounded by his wife and his parents and his family. And good for him. Aaron Judge, always a classy individual. He took the time to show love to Cal Raleigh and Jose Ramirez and all the other dudes who had a great season that he beat for the award.
First off, just congrats to Cal Raleigh, Jose Ramirez, you know, everybody out there, man. They had two incredible seasons. You know, it's always fun playing against those two, you know, especially when we play Seattle, man. The main objective is, you know, make sure Cal doesn't beat you, man, because he can beat you from both sides of the plate.
Oh, he can beat you from, oh, he certainly can. Aaron Judge, he hits on one side of the plate, and he just bats the ball all over the damn place. Wow. Aaron Judge is already one of the greatest Yankees ever. Period. The only thing he does not have is a championship. With his third MVP award, going back to back here, he has the same amount of MVPs, with three, as Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, and Joe DiMaggio. How the hell did the Yankees luck into having this guy? I don't know. Maybe Spencer Jones will come up and help him out on the offensive side of the ball. Pretty ridiculous what Aaron Judge has been doing. For a guy from California, adopted, going out here, being one of the greatest baseball players ever. Aaron Judge was on Major League Baseball Network, and he just said, hey, you know what? If you're a little kid out there, just don't quit. Keep going.
For all the kids out there, just keep working hard. Keep, you know, dream big. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, I always would joke around with my parents in the backyard, or, you know, even, you know, I was playing Little League, that one day I get a chance to be in the major leagues. I never thought it'd be something like this, but it's just truly incredible. Just always chase your dreams.
Wow. Aaron Judge is incredible. And you sit and watch him play, and he's just, he makes no sense. I know there's a lot of talking about Victor Wembanyama and, you know, what he could do at 7'5", 7'6". What a 6'7", 280-pound baseball player can do. Playing right field, no less. Aaron Judge ain't no big schlub just standing around out there hitting baseballs. He is a complete baseball player. How his game has evolved is amazing. He used to come into the league and he swung at everything. How his plate discipline and his eye, and he's as complete of a baseball player as you can get. Congratulations, Aaron Judge. No classier guy to go out there and win another MVP. I thought Cal Raleigh was going to win it. Congratulations to Judge. I know Cal Raleigh and the Mariners fans, once again, just feeling a shortchanged on another night. But Judge, when it comes to just individual play, he surpassed him in just every category not named home runs. That's on the American League side. Now, we damn well know this. Shohei Ohtani won another MVP. This was not a surprise. This was not a shock. This is Shohei Ohtani's fourth career MVP and his third in a row. The Dodgers just won another World Series, and I know Aaron Judge might be the best hitter in the world. He might be the best batter in the world. Shohei Ohtani is the best baseball player, flat and period. We know he got back to pitching this year. Went out there, only gave you 47 innings, but we saw what he did in the World Series. MVP didn't count that in. 10 strikeouts in 6 innings and hitting 3 home runs in a game. But despite that, Shohei Ohtani, you can't match this. 282 batting average, 55 home runs in the regular season. He drove in 102. Shohei Ohtani had 20 stolen bases. He went out there and pitched. What else is new? Shohei Ohtani is MVP again. And then when it comes down to the voting process on that side, the National League side, Shohei Ohtani received all 30 first place votes. Kyle Schwarber came in second. Juan Soto came in third. Shohei Ohtani spoke, of course, this time through his interpreter. No fancy conversations here. Winning a championship in Los Angeles. Shohei Ohtani talked about winning the MVP again, his fourth one.
It's truly an honor. But before I say that, I wanted to just give a big shout out to Juan Soto and Schwarber. They had amazing seasons as well. And it was just great. You know, they obviously helped me bring the best out of me in competition.
Oh, come on. Well, he's never going to say anything controversial, whatever. Well, you won an MVP. You won a World Series. Shohei Ohtani and your interpreter. What made this year different, if at all?
The biggest thing is obviously being able to win the World Series. That's first and foremost. You know, it's icing on the cake just to be able to get an individual award, you know, being crowned the MVP. But I just really want to appreciate the support from all my teammates, everybody around me, my supporting staff.
Oh, well, come on now. Shohei Ohtani now with his fourth MVP. He got a ways to go. Barry Bonds has seven of these things. Okay, is Shohei going to get Barry? I'm not so sure. Botcher, you know what's crazy? If Shohei stays healthy next year, and he's pitching and he is hitting, and he is just okay, he could go out there and win a fifth MVP.
Yeah, I feel that if he stays healthy the next 3 years, he's got it on lock. I really don't think anybody can outdo what Ohtani is doing. If Ohtani continues to hit 40-plus home runs and pitch, there's no way you can argue anybody else.
Yeah, just hit four. If he hits 40 home, man, it may be, 40. I guess 40 would be the number. If he hits 40 home runs and gives you 20 starts, he's winning MVP. And at that point, I also have to reevaluate my life and go, what are we doing right now? And I guess the only thing that can slow down Shohei Ohtani is injury. And he was asked that question. Hey, Shohei, is it more difficult to hit or pitch? I wonder what this answer was.
They're both equally difficult, being a hitter, obviously, being a pitcher. But I think this year, because I was coming off, was rehabbing from TJ. I also had my surgery on my left shoulder. So a lot of the focus was to be able to get back to the mound and be able to pitch. So I think in that sense, this year, the difficulty was more on the pitching side for this year.
Oh, yeah, because he was coming back from it. And, of course, Shohei Ohtani's like, oh, they're both difficult. Hitting is tough, pitching is tough, but I'm just so damn good. This is Shohei Ohtani. I can't wait to hear him speak English again before the season is up. He's a baseball freak. Shohei Ohtani is a freak. Aaron Judge is a freak. Victor Wembanyama is a freak. Yeah, we're in the era of freaks right now. And it has nothing to do with Houdini. This is not the 80s. The freak's out, just not at night. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, it's time to have a conversation with all the Dodgers winning a World Series and Shohei being amazing and Judge MVP. We're going to have a chat with someone very familiar with all things sports. We're going to have a conversation with David Kohler. He is the CEO of SCP Auctions. They got a bunch of home run balls that Shohei hit. It's just the collectibles and just there's a lot going on right now in the world of collectibles and people getting memorabilia. And it's time to have a conversation with David on the other side of the break. We'll get his thoughts and figure out what he has up for grabs. We're minutes away, seconds away from kickoff on Thursday Night Football between the New York Jets and the Patriots. There's so much more to do. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Reese Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's real recent. Just in the past hour, we learned that Shohei Ohtani has now won his fourth MVP award. We just learned that Aaron Judge has now picked up his third. And we're certainly living in a golden era when it comes to some of the talent on the baseball field. And just speaking of a golden era, it seems that sports memorabilia and collectibles have also jumped up in interest over the past several years. We just saw an epic performance by Shohei in the World Series, in the National League Championship Series. And we see the Dodgers are rolling and Judge is rolling, Ohtani is rolling. And so right now, joining us on the line is someone very familiar with the world of sports memorabilia and collectibles. As a matter of fact, his auction house, SCP Auctions, they have Shohei Ohtani's ball. One of the balls from his 3-home-run, 10-strikeout game in the National League Championship Series. They have the World Series Game 7 home-run balls from Miguel Rojas and Will Smith. Right now, we're being joined by the CEO of SCP Auctions, David Kohler. David, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, I just heard the news on Shohei Ohtani. That's amazing, and yeah, we're very excited about all this.
Well, we know that these home run balls and pieces that you're able to collect, they're already worth millions of dollars. How fast does the value of these baseballs and some of these items go up when Ohtani, and we knew this was going to happen, but how fast does the value go up the minute that he's named MVP?
Well, it certainly increases value of all his memorabilia, whether it's his authenticated autographs or his game used jerseys and bats and all that, including these milestone home run balls that we have collected. We've been very busy the last 3 weeks or so. So, yeah, they're all up for auction. We got a whole trio here. We got Ohtani's home run that he hit out of the Dodger Stadium, that majestic shot that everybody remembers when he pitched and had the 3 home runs. We have that one that's currently at $200,000, just getting started. And then we were able to secure Game 7, the Miguel Rojas top of the ninth home run, and also the top of the 11th, of course, the Will Smith home run for the Dodgers to go up 5-4 and go on to win the World Series back-to-back.
Wow. We're being joined by the CEO of SCP Auctions, David Kohler. It's kind of crazy, David. You talk about those home runs hit by Miguel Rojas and Will Smith. Correct me if I'm wrong. Those balls were caught by both a father and a son. What is the typical process when you get a hold of the balls and authenticating them and seeing if you can get them from the individuals? How does that process work?
Well, you know, we've been in business 45 years, so we do have a track record of handling a lot of these milestone baseballs. But yeah, it's a lot of work. We're reaching out to the guys that caught these if we can. Sometimes they contact us directly because they look on the internet or they know our resume in the business from doing a lot of these long time. Last year, we auctioned off Freddie Freeman's game-tying walk-off home run from Game 1 that a 10-year-old kid caught in right field at Dodger Stadium with his parents. That brought $1.56 million in our auction. So they, you know, they see that. They know we know how to do this. And we go out and we reach out to them. We do a lot of things. Obviously, sometimes Major League Baseball may help us with the authentication if it's been marked and holograms. Sometimes they're not. Other things like affidavits, videos, pictures, and including like on these home runs, we did a polygraph on both the father and son that caught these balls from Game 7.
You guys spare no expense to make sure that you guys got the goods. We're being joined by David Kohler, CEO of SCP Auctions. I encourage you to go to scpauctions.com. What got you involved in the memorabilia collectible space?
just growing up as a kid in Southern California, loving sports, started collecting baseball cards like a lot of us started. And I opened a store when I was 21 and going to shows and conventions and doing mail order back then. This is all before, you know, iPhones and computers, right? But the industry grew and our market grew and people just love sports memorabilia. And, of course, the internet and the access to people around the world now where they can bid in auctions all over. Anybody can go to our site, scpauctions.com, and see what these prices of these things are selling for. They can register to bid. And we, like in this auction, it's not just these baseballs. We have 550 items in all sports, baseball, football, basketball, boxing, Olympics, from a few hundred dollars to obviously millions of dollars. And we take bids for about 17, 18 days. And so we end on the 22nd, November 22nd, coming up in about 10 days. And yeah, you know, the industry is, it's grown. People love it. Authenticity is obviously a huge factor in the, you know, the companies that you deal with.
Absolutely. Well, David, I know over the past several years, especially, and unfortunately coming out of COVID, it seems like the business picked up as, I guess, more people went into their garage. They had more time at home in the attic. How has the business changed over the past several years coming out of that COVID era?
I think a lot of people just got nostalgic and start thinking about going back to their collections when they were and missing sports, too. I think a lot of that really kickstarted this again because, you know, remember there was a time there on the lockdown, there was just no sports on TV. There was no games and then gradually came back. So I think a lot of people were saying, hey, I want to start to collect again, whether they it's their favorite teams, their favorite players, or maybe they would collect, you know, game-worn jerseys, bats, championship rings, Super Bowl, World Series, NBA, whatever it may be. You know, they love Kobe Bryant, you know, all the greats. And you can put together great collections of those over time. And, you know, if you really have your mindset on how to go about doing it and have a passion and buying the right things, years from now, usually that stuff's worth a lot more. You know, don't buy it today to sell it tomorrow. Don't buy it today to sell it in 6 months. But come with a plan, have fun with it, and you can really build a great collection that, again, it's about having fun with your collection. And, you know, if it's worth more later, hey, that's great.
The CEO of SCP Auctions, David Kohler, is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. What advice, that's on the buying side, what advice would you share with anyone who wants to, you know, kind of go dig around in the garage, maybe go into a couple of bins and boxes that they haven't been through in about 20 years? Any advice for them?
Yeah, same thing. You know, look and see what you have. Certainly you can go on the internet or contact a company like us, SCP Auctions, that can tell you, hey, here's some of the things that you have that might be valuable. Some of the things might have to go through, you know, if we're talking about cards, you have to go through grading, the grading services like PSA and that, you know, it's kind of how this all works. Or let's say you have an old, you know, Mickey Mantle sign ball or Babe Ruth that your family handed down to you. Well, that has to get authenticated, but you get the proper paperwork. There's a process there, and then you've got something, whether you want to sell it or not. And then you can put it in our auctions. You know, then we put it out to the world, and people bid on it, and that's how it kind of rolls.
That's how it rolls there. David, it seems like we're moving into another era, or maybe we're right in the middle of the next era of greatness. You know, we just learned, of course, we mentioned Ohtani getting another MVP, his fourth. Aaron Judge gets his third. People are enamored in the NBA with a guy like Victor Wembanyama as LeBron James and Steph Curry are on their way out. What are your thoughts on this new era? And when it comes to goods by some of these current stars and rising athletes, just what does that mean for the business, if anything at all?
You know, I think it adds to all of it where people just stay interested in your teams and your players and watching all these greats. And, you know, today, you know, access is what it's all about, right? People can watch these events and sporting events on their phone, on their computers. They don't have to be, you know, at the game, at the actual event. So all that lends itself to in the collecting world and loving all this. And I think as it's the industry, sports memorabilia we're talking about has grown and matured and been more organized, and the authentication companies are in place, that all comes together and the puzzle just, you know, the landscape comes all together and people then get it and they go, okay, I'm in. I want to do this. It's great with your kids. All of that just comes together, and that's what's going on. It's not going to stop. There's been predictions that the market is going to grow and grow in the next 10 years.
Yeah, that's a cool thing for any sports fan. Hey, David, I know you guys got a lot going on. We talked about some of the great balls and objects that you guys will be auctioning off. Tell everybody where they could find out more information and potentially get involved.
Just go to our site, scpauctions.com. You can register real easy. You can call our office. All our information's there, but you can go right on there. You can watch all these artifacts, what they're bringing. If you have interest in some items in there, you just search whatever you might have interest in. It's all right there in front of you. In fact, one of the key pieces we have under these, other than these milestone baseballs, is we have Lou Gehrig's 1937 game-worn home Yankees pinstripe.
Wow.
From the World Series, photo matched, and including it's a jersey he wore for the monument, the plaque that's in the center field of Yankee Stadium with Babe Ruth and some of the other greats. It's that actual jersey, and he hit multiple home runs in it from games during the season. It's a phenomenal piece, and the estimate on that is $3 to $4 million.
Wow. David, you gonna make me dig into my storage, man. Come on.
Hey, that's what it's all about. That's the hunt and looking for a treasure. That's what makes it fun. And, you know, it's sports. And, of course, the memorabilia business is just, a slice of that pie. It's a big slice of it. And, no, it's great, for sure.
Yeah, I got some advice, too. When you go through the cards from a few decades ago, don't touch the bubble gum. Stay away from the bubble gum. I learned that a long time ago, David.
Yeah, no, you don't want to be eating that, that's for sure. But it does bring back memories of the young days of opening those packs and looking at the cards and throwing that bubble gum in your mouth and looking at all the greats at that time. So those memories will never go away.
They'll never go away. Well, we appreciate what you're doing to help preserve some of those memories and also make it lucrative for a lot of individuals. David, we appreciate the time you coming through and filling us in on everything you have going on with SCP Auctions. We'll catch you on down the line, okay?
Okay, appreciate it much. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. That David Kohler, the CEO of SCP Auctions. Pretty wild. They're auctioning off Shohei Ohtani's ball from that 3-home-run, 10-strikeout game, the one that went almost 470 feet. They have the home run ball from Miguel Rojas and Will Smith. And so if you're a Dodgers fan, you're a baseball fan, and you want to have a piece of history, I encourage you to go to scpauctions.com. And that's just the start. Well, plenty of things to check out. Thank you again to David Kohler for joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. How about this? Thursday Night Football is already underway, and we got some points up on the board between the New York Jets and the Patriots. You want to know who struck first? Well, it's time for a news flash. What's going on in the world of sports? What's going on in the game? Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
My athlete days are done. I'm just trying to stay alive. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Hey, thank you so much to David Kohler for joining us. SCP Auctions, CEO. We appreciate him coming through and filling us in on just how lucrative this business can be. I don't know. Go dig in your, I was going to say your backyard. I don't know. If you find something bad in your backyard, don't send it to them. Find some bones or something. Go dig in your garage. Go dig in your attic. Go dig in the vault. See if you got anything that may be worth something, and maybe you could make a few bucks. Go to scpauctions.com. He has one of Shohei Ohtani's home run balls from that 3-home-run, 10-strikeout game. It's just, it's big business, to say the least. So thank you to David for coming through and dropping that knowledge. As Shohei Ohtani wins his 4th MVP award, 3 consecutive. And then we have Aaron Judge, who now wins his 3rd overall MVP award for the New York Yankees. Meanwhile, in New England, we just got this update from Rich Ackerman. The New York Jets, they scored right out the gate here against the New England Patriots. The Jets lead the Pats 7-0. The Patriots have the football, and right now we're just getting underway here in the second quarter. And so the New England Patriots are trying to win their 8th straight game, and the New York Jets are trying to win their 3rd straight. And let's be real. If you, Bacha, I like the Jets. I hope the Jets lose. Bacha, I know you like the Jets. Do you hope they lose?
Honestly, beating the Patriots never gets old. But my heart says to win. My brain tells me they need to lose to get a better pick.
Yeah, my heart doesn't work. So I just always say, I hope that the Jets lose. And as we say that, excellent timing. Trayvon Henderson scores and completes almost a 70-yard scoring drive. Drake May pitches Trayvon Henderson the ball. He is not to be denied. It's about 10-yard pitch, maybe 15, 13-yard pitch, and he takes it into the end zone, and they just got to kick the extra point. The New York Jets, New England Patriots are all tied up now at 7 apiece. So the New England Patriots are able to answer back here against the New York Jets. Somebody who is on the field, and we talked about the season that he's been able to have up until now for the New England Patriots. It doesn't seem like he's been hurt or was injured. It's Stephon Diggs coming into tonight, 554 yards receiving, 3 touchdowns for the New England Patriots, and 50 receptions. He's leading the Pats in all of those categories. Congratulations to Stephon Diggs, because it's been reported via, well, who else? Cardi B. Damn it, Bacha, I never thought that I would I'd be out here saying this. But she just had a baby, man. They had a baby. They had a baby.
The baby's born already? Oh, wow.
Cardi B. Time flew. Yeah, Cardi, well, I don't know. How long? I guess she was pregnant for 9 months. That makes sense, right?
It would add up. But it doesn't seem that they've been together 9 months, though.
Yeah, well, together long enough to have a baby, right?
Yeah. That's. I'm just saying, time flies unless they were dating before we even knew. And then they came out and they were like, oh, yeah, I'm pregnant.
Yeah. Where is the, I just read it. Where the heck did it go? Look at me. Am I making stuff up? I don't think I am. They just had a baby. The baby was just born.
Yeah, I just saw Page Six has a report.
Yeah. Cardi B and Stephon Diggs welcome their baby boy. My life has always been, this is from Cardi B, my life has always been different chapters and different seasons. Okay, whatever, whatever. Okay, a new baby into my world. And one more reason to be the best version of me. Okay, okay, now she's doing a bunch of stuff about her. Good, congratulations to them. All the best to the child. None of my business. Botch, I also heard he had another baby that was born, I don't know, a couple weeks, a month ago or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know if it was true, but I saw like a report, allegedly, he had like four different women pregnant this year.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know if that's 100% true though.
Does it matter at that point? I mean.
Oh, it depends how much money you're going to have to pay for how many children.
That's his business, right?
He can afford it. He's got enough money. He's got a lot of NFL money. He's got to play a couple more years.
Yeah, well, people start pulling at that money, it becomes a different situation. Hey, good for him. I saw him in the huddle. I guess the baby was born. I don't know. God bless her. God bless the baby. Babies are beautiful. Children are beautiful. Hopefully the baby has a wonderful life. So congratulations, Stephon Diggs and Cardi B. Never thought that I'd be mentioning Cardi B, on the JR Sport Brief show, but here we are. She's a celebrity. She's all over the place. Speaking of celebrities and guys all over the place, I know we got this Thursday night football game going on right now between the New York Jets and the New England Patriots. They're currently tied at 7 points apiece. We just got underway here in the second quarter. Congratulations to Rob Gronkowski, because Rob Gronkowski has also now entered into a very exclusive space. Not all that exclusive. But Rob Gronkowski has officially retired as a member of the New England Patriots. We remember the last time we saw Gronkowski on the field, he was out there trying to catch passes from Tom Brady as he went down to Tampa and tried to finish up his career, which he did. He went back. He won himself, he didn't win anything, but he's hanging out with Robert Kraft, and now he can officially say he's done as a Pat. Listen to what he had to say yesterday signing that one-year deal.
Actually, I'll just take the plane. You're so understated.
You guys can come with me.
Awesome. Thank you, Mr. Kraft, for the kind and wonderful words. And this means a lot to me, big time. I'm a New England Patriot. I'm a Patriot for life. The whole Gronk persona, everything about myself was all because of you guys, was all because of the fans here in New England, was all because of my teammates accepting me. And everyone else here, you know, just accepting who I was from the very beginning and embracing it and letting me just play the game of football out on the football field.
Yeah, Rob Gronkowski, the last time we saw him on the field was 2021. That is crazy. And now I said 1 year contract. He signed a 1 day contract with the New England Patriots to call it a wrap. 4-time Super Bowl champ. We know that Rob Gronkowski is going into the Hall of Fame. It'll be interesting to see how serious he is or is not when he makes that speech. So Rob Gronkowski officially calling it a wrap. 1 day contract to retire as a member of the New England Patriots. Gronkowski was also asked about a statue. And he's just like, no, nobody, including myself, nobody needs a statue out here. Besides Tom Brady, we know that they recently erected a statue of Tom Brady. Robert Kraft has made it clear that the Patriots are ultimately going to put another statue out there of Bill Belichick. And I don't know if Bill Belichick is, going to accept that, but we can expect that to happen. I guess if Bill Belichick says, you know, go out there and do it. Rob Gronkowski said, yeah, I'll show up and I'll take a picture with Tom Brady's statue, but they don't need a statue of me. You know, outside of Gillette Stadium. So, hey, Rob Gronkowski always doing some interesting things, and now he's retiring as a member of the New England Patriots. He's busy. He's on Fox. Tom Brady's on Fox. I guess at this point, they're still on the same team. You know, and speaking of teams and anything, the 49ers got themselves a quarterback back. They're going to take on the Arizona Cardinals. Mac Jones is going to have a seat, and Brock Purdy, who's now getting paid $50-plus million a season to be their quarterback, Brock Purdy apparently is going to take over as QB. You know, Kyle Shanahan was asked about Brock Purdy and when he's coming back and if he's practicing. And this is what he had to say there. Listen to the head coach of the 49ers.
I think each week it's gotten better, with last week being the best. I mean, each week has been different. So if he takes a big step forward this week, like he did last week, he should have a good chance to play.
Hard decision to make given how well Mac Jones has been playing recently?
No, it's not a hard decision. It's just more about Brock's health. I mean, it's been awesome how Mac's played. He's been great. But we got a lot of confidence in Brock, and we know Brock will play at a high level too as long as he's healthy.
It was all good just a day ago. That was yesterday. Okay, Kyle Shanahan pretty much dismissed the idea it'd be a hard decision to pick between a healthy Purdy and a backup Mac Jones. Well, today we learned that Mac Jones is going to find the bench. Purdy confirmed to reporters is that he'll be the one to get the start. Brock Purdy says, "I feel really good. I feel healthy and excited to be back and ready to go and lead the guys. So I'm really excited about this week. It's been a good week so far and got a couple more days, obviously. Got to finish out the week strong, but I feel really good." Still kind of crazy to believe that these 49ers, throughout all of their injuries, have just been able to still go out there and keep up a positive record of 6-4. I mean, they should go out there and beat the living hell out of the Cardinals. I don't care if Jacoby Brissett is out there or Kyler Murray. They should go out there and be able to get the job done. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, give you an update. Do we have another score between the Patriots and the Jets? We'll go ahead and find that out on the other side. And you know, we talked about the Philadelphia Eagles and A.J. Brown and the Lions. That'll be our Sunday night matchup. One thing we haven't discussed are the Lions. Yeah, the Lions got to go out there and take on these Eagles. And one thing that hasn't been discussed, if it's not A.J. Brown, it's the tush push. But Dan Campbell from the Lions, he has some thoughts about that one. We got more to do here with you on the JR Sport Brief Show. More football, more baseball, more basketball. We got it all on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.